And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, Ken Smith sends a tweet across the wide Atlantic Ocean.
I work at a university. Just like you at your job, my coworkers and I have our special lingo, our shop talk. When we're feeling philosophical about teaching, we might say something like this: the classroom is a malleable social space. When you walk into the room at the start of the hour, you see chairs and rows, but you can move them into a circle. The students spend most of their time looking at the professor, but they can work in small groups on a problem if you stretch the social space that way. Still, the chairs tend to point to the front, and the students' faces tend to face the face of the teacher. We teachers forget how elastic, how malleable a classroom can be. Shame on us. In most classrooms, there's an internet-connected computer with a projector and sound system that Aristotle would have wept for. But we tend to ignore most of what that computer can help us do. I was getting ready to teach one day, but for some reason I decided to send out a tweet first. You know, Twitter, the super brief social media platform where 140-character messages carry links to resources and pictures from the other side of the world and voices of people you'll never meet. My tweet said that we were going to talk about a new reading in class. I named the author James Rebanks, who writes about life on a mountainside sheep farm in the beautiful Lake District of Northwest England. Now, James Rebanks uses Twitter, and he happened to have his phone or computer turned on, and he saw my tweet. In a moment or two, he typed his own tweet back, saying that he'd be willing to take questions from my students live on Twitter. And 30 minutes later, I had Twitter up there on the classroom projector. At home on his English farm, Mr. Rebanks would type a tweet or two, and moments later those words would be projected on the front wall of our classroom. For him, it was evening. For us, afternoon. Maybe they had finished the family dinner. Maybe he would go out soon and close up the barn, tuck the sheepdogs in for the night. Maybe he'd look up through the trees to the common grazing land at the top of the fell, the mountain where the sheep were. But for now, we were chatting with him live. The front wall of the classroom had blown open, and we were listening in at a northern English farmhouse, piecing together clues about the world from what we heard. A few weeks later, The Shepherd's Life came out, his nonfiction account of life among those lakes and fells for traditional sheep farming families. By happy chance, the book bounded to the top of British bestseller list and stayed there for months. And we got to talk to the author live from room EA-1004 on the IUSB campus just days before his well-earned success. Why did that work out so well? Because he was open and generous, because of Twitter, and because the classroom truly can be an almost infinitely malleable social space. The walls look like painted wallboard, but that is an illusion. People on the other side of the world care about the things we are studying. They know about those things by long study or firsthand experience, and some of them would enjoy stretching our way if we would invite them to. We thanked James Rebanks by sending him a picture of the whole class via Twitter. And what did he tell my students, you might ask? He said that I, their teacher, was old and could no longer make much of a difference, but that they were young. He said that it is always the young who have the time and energy to change the world, and he urged them to get to work on that task. Here, I thought, is the first generation to receive their marching orders from across the ocean, live in a tweet. For Michiana Chronicles, this is Ken Smith.
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and again at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now. Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.